Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Iowa Ed Chat mini podcast recap of the week. We are back to discuss the first 10 days in this episode. We hope to catch the attention of educators with this topic and engage them in reflection heading into the first few days of school. This is Dan Butler, and I am going to be joined by Andrea Townsley and Nick Duffy as we attempt to recap the weekly Iowa Educational Chat hosted on Twitter. We will point you in the direction of tonight's Twitter chat archive to continue the conversation and reflection. You can find that archive capturing all of the tweets, resources, and ideas shared at tinyurl.com/IAEdChat. As I mentioned, our topic was the first 10 days, as we had a conversation about ways to be successful in the new school year that is rapidly approaching. Tonight's conversation was fantastic, with so many people chiming in to share their insights. We will highlight a few of the big takeaways from the chat in the next couple of minutes of this podcast. I am going to pass the microphone to Andrea Townsley, as she will recap her thoughts and takeaways.
Thanks, Dan. The question I'm going to focus on tonight was question 3, where we asked, communication is imperative to building a partnership with families. Which tools do you use to establish communication with your students and families? So we had a lot of great resources that were shared, from S'more to Remind HQ to emailing, phone calls, Seesaw. Lots and lots of Seesaw users were on the chat tonight, and Canva. And then there were also tons of social media platforms like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram that were also shared. But Dr. Nick Pace at NJPace40 brings up a good point. He says, we got to go where they are. Twitter in some places, Casey's in others, Hy-Vee Deli, Truck Stop, Lions Club, Retiree Coffee Group at Quickstar, beginning adult English classes. Hashtag find them. And he is so right. And then Jamie Wright brought up another great idea that's just about visiting your new students, where she says, our school has a great welcome walk tradition. The teachers go to students' houses to say, hello, I'll be your teacher this year. It's a surprise for families, and they find out their homeroom assignments this way, and it's a great community event. Families are outside waiting. However we choose to communicate, we do definitely need to be intentional. So I'm going to pass it over to Nick for his reflections.
Thanks, Andrea. Looking at question 5, we asked, what are some important questions to ask yourself or your students before the new school year? Jillian Schulte said, what do you want to learn this year? What do you care about? What can we do to improve the school experience? What is one thing you'd like to try? Great questions, Jillian, student-centered and driven to craft authentic experiences for kids. Eric Stone at estone77 shared, what can we do to be better? Reflection is a major part of my daily work. What an important element as educators, as Eric mentions, the power of reflection. We get better when we take time to do some honest reflection and modify our paths. Finally, Jamie Wright at jwrightteaches wrote, what's the most valuable use of our learning time? What is most important for us to be able to do, and how can we do that really well? How can we improve? How can we be good people? Great questions posed here by Jamie, especially as we think about how we use time to maximize effect for student learning. The important thing is to keep asking questions and be willing to dig deep to figure out what your kids need and how you and your colleagues can continue to make an impact. Over to Dan to wrap up our thoughts.
Thank you very much, Andrea, Nick, and company for your thoughts, reflections, and takeaways. Question 4 had us talking about student insecurities early in the year, as we asked, what are some common insecurities students have around the start of the year, and what can you do to set their minds at ease? Jamie Wright kicked us off with her answer, as she said, I think people in general and students in particular want to know that they will be seen and welcomed. Whatever we can do to communicate, I'm glad you're here, I care about you, is essential. The rest follows. Jim Deacon followed up with this. Many kids are preparing for the unknown. They change schools, districts, or states. The quicker they see a familiar face and get settled into a routine, the better. I always emphasize what is the same about schools and not the difference. I have a similar take to Jamie and Jim, as I believe it's common for students and adults to be fearful of the unknown. The bottom line is this: they want to feel safe, they want to feel valued, and they want to feel loved. If we can work to establish this, we are going to be in really good shape with our kids, we're going to be in really good shape with our staff, and have a tremendous culture. Thank you for tuning in this evening and following our podcast. We certainly appreciate your engagement. Do check out our website to find all of our past archives, live shows, podcasts, and contact information. That site can be found at tinyurl.com/IAEdChat. And subscribe to this podcast. You can find us on Spotify, Podomatic, iTunes, and now we are also on Google Play. Do check us out on those platforms and give us a rating. We'd love to hear your feedback in those areas. We will be back next week with another great topic. And until that time, be the change. Good night, everyone.